is Jannat. That's where you're going to stop. And that's what we aspire for. And it is for this Jannat that we pay the price. So we're paying a price for a great surprise. Ma la aynun ra'at is beyond human comprehension. So the surprise is great. So the effort also requires to be consistent. In the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever there is a crisis, then Allah ta'ala shows a solution. Big crisis, a great problem. So in His mercy, He will show you, all right, this is how you navigate and you reach up to your goal. And Allah ta'ala willing, that path can become very easy. فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى will make the path of easy very smooth for you. Allah can make it happen. There's no limits to His treasures and no limits to His bounties. He wants to make it easy, He can make it easy. So the path to Allah Ta'ala is just two steps and you reach Allah Ta'ala. Amma man khafa maqama rabbi wa naha an-nafsa 'anil hawa فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ So you want to reach Allah Ta'ala, then the only step that you need to take is restrain yourself. The world is going to be loaded with temptations. A lot of things are going to tempt you. At different levels of your life, there will be different type of temptations. And these temptations will be flooding up, coming with a force. And then it is to be seen now how you're going to restrain yourself, how you're going to manage yourself in the face of these temptations. One temptation doesn't end and the second one starts off. And the second one doesn't end and the third one starts off. So this whole life is surrounded by temptations. بِالشَّهَوَاتِ حُفَّتِ الْجَنَّةُ بِالشَّهَوَاتِ Sometimes it is the temptation of woman. Sometimes it's a temptation of men. Sometimes it's a temptation of wealth. So these two temptations are going to come on your way. Sometimes woman, and sometimes it is wealth. We're not talking of people that are abnormal, the LG. It's an abnormal cult. So abnormalities we don't really pay attention to. We expect every Muslim to be normal and to be sane, not to be abnormal. So this cult is not even practiced by normal animals. Animals that are normal, you won't hear them going into a thing like algae. Yes, there may be an animal that may be totally abnormal, off. So that's not used as a guide or as a precedent. So by and large, there's going to be the temptations that's going to come on your way. So the one temptation is woman, that means sensual pleasure, every type of sensual pleasure, from the beginning to the end, whether it's viewing, whether it's actual behavior, whether it is extramarital relationship, whether it's done in a lot of respect, whether it's done consensual. People generally feel that when there is, it's done with a consensual arrangement, both sides are consenting, then what's wrong? So, deen is not what we say. Like the constitution of any country is not what we would like it to be. It is what the parliament will set up, that's called the constitution. So the deen constitution is not what we would like it to be, it's what Allah Ta'ala says, what His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, that is deen. And then, our fortune is just to listen. Is that difficult? Listen and obey. Maybe we don't meet the criteria in one instance, but we work towards it, not justifying our wrong and doing wrong. Then the least that is required of a Muslim, to get his passport right, the passport to Jannah right, the least that is required, then he considers the wrong to be wrong and the right to be right. It's wrong. Allah Ta'ala has declared it wrong. Then I also believe that it's wrong. Maybe I would take time to come up to that standard, but at no time will I justify the wrong. Because if I justify the wrong, then I'm out of Islam. I'm no more in Islam, and I've justified the wrong. So Allah Ta'ala doesn't want you to justify. Yes, it's wrong. You acknowledge the wrong as wrong, haram as haram. Justifying, really, that path was commenced by shaitan. When Allah Ta'ala asked him, Lima, why did you not bow down when I commanded you? I asked you to bow down to Adam alayhi salam, then why did you employ your reasoning against my command? أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ خَلَقْتَنِي مِّنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِّنْ تِينٍ. So what he did was he employed his reasoning against the command of Allah Ta'ala. And when he employed his reasoning against the command of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala said, from that point, أُخْرُجْ, get out. فَإِنَّكَ رَجِيمٌ, because you are rejected. And my curse, عَلَيْكَ لَعْنَتِي إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ, my curse will prevail on you to the day of Qiyamah. So the least requirement to the entry to Jannah is that we believe the wrong to be wrong, halal to be halal, and haram to be haram. And an easy way to manage ourselves, if we can't get there immediately, is before we are sleeping. See, sleep is like death, because you become oblivious of the environment. Like the person that is dead is oblivious of what's going on. Sleep is like dead. So before going to sleep, the least thing that you can do as a start off, you know, something, you need something as a start. So in that state that you are in, you speak to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala, I'm really off the track. I'm gone off. I'm doing the wrong things. I'm seeing the wrong things. I'm speaking about the wrong things. Right? I'm behaving incorrectly. So I'm wrong. I know I'm wrong. And Allah, do forgive me and guide me to the right. Give me that grace, give me that blessing that I do the right things and make the right choices. So at least you have acknowledged the wrong and you have covered up for your wrong to a certain extent. You ask for forgiveness and you ask for the grace and the blessing to go on to the right. We're not saying that you must go on doing the wrong, but if you don't have the stamina and the determination to give it up at once, then at least the starting point is you ask Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness and His bounty to grace you to do the right thing. So at least your start off is right. You didn't justify, you didn't take the stance of shaitan. Taking the stance of shaitan, that's wrong. That's absolutely off. When Adam alayhi salam, and he had also stumbled at one point, and Allah Ta'ala addressed it with Adam alayhi salam, and immediately he says, Rabbana zalamna, I acknowledge. Hands up, I acknowledge, I have wronged. And I do ask for forgiveness. So shaitan is not our father. Adam alayhi salam is the father. We take the cue from our father. He's made a wrong. So an easy way how to start off this cause. Ramzan has passed, the Mubarak month, and it left so much of barakat, so much of bounties, so much of blessings. And let us make dua that these bounties and barakat that Ramadan has left behind, then we value them, we appreciate them, and allow them to continue for the rest of the year. So this will be beset. Sometimes it's wealth. It's interest, it's usury. It's some type of wrong wealth that's acquired, whichever way, right? But now, when it's a small amount, then it's easy to give it away. It's easy to give it away. I was speaking to one school teacher, teaching science in the final years, right? So I asked him, he had some problems. So I asked him, what about interest? When it comes to that, then I don't touch this thing here. Although he was clean shaven, he said, I don't touch these things here. I don't experiment with haram, I don't experiment. Maybe my face is not right, but I will see to it that no haram is entering my system. I won't interfere with girls. Although I'm teaching that way in a government school, I can't help it. I won't become close to them. Though there are a lot of opportunities, I'm here for a long time, right? But I won't interfere. Although I got that authority, but that authority doesn't mean that I must undermine the authority of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has declared haram, finished. Like you won't like someone interfering with your wife, the next person won't appreciate that as well. So anyway, see, come to the point again, that this life is filled with temptations. And the trial to get across, you know, getting to exams, then you need to answer the questions. They want to see, do you know your stuff or not? So the examination in the hereafter is about your behavior. That are you restraining yourself or not? Are you restraining or not? You're holding back yourself or not? The temptations are going to be great. لَيَبْلُوَنَّكُمُ اللَّهُ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ السَّيْدِ تَنَالُهُ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَرِمَاحُكُمْ لِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَخَافُهُ بِالْغَيْبِ. So Allah Ta'ala says that Allah Ta'ala will try you out with some games of chance. That is, for a person that's going for Hajj by foot, right? So he'll come through terrains where there'll be animals, etc., and it's well within the reach of your arrow or your lance, right? So are you going to go for it or not? So the trial is something that's well within your range, well within your reach. Now you think about a phone, right? That is it not well within your reach? So it's a trial from Allah Ta'ala to see that لِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَخَافُ بِالْغَيْبِ. Allah Ta'ala wishes to see that, do you understand that Allah Ta'ala is watching you? Do you understand? Some things may not be visible to you, but that doesn't mean that there is no such a thing. It's visible. It may be not visible. You see, in the verse was Sama'i wa Tariq, right? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَالطَّارِقُ النَّجْمُ الثَّاقِبُ. Right? So Allah Ta'ala speaks about something that appears in the night, right? So what he's speaking about, النَّجْمُ الثَّاقِبُ, that brilliant star, that it pierces its light. Right? But then, why does Allah Ta'ala call it to witness? It's a witness that Allah Ta'ala is calling. And what is the witness? It's the star, the bright, brilliant brightness. So why does he call it to witness? He calls it to witness because in kullu nafsin lamma aliha hafiz. Why call it to witness? Because in the day that star seems to be concealed, right? So the person in his folly may think that there's no star. My father is talking about stars, but I don't see the star. So it doesn't mean that it's not visible to you, then there's no star. It's going to be visible, but time will make that visible. Now you are living in the dark, you can't see it. But as the night appears, then will you see the star. So similarly, the processes that start off in the hereafter start off in the grave, right? But the process that happens in the grave is not visible to you now. Not visible for you now. It doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. Like the star is not visible, clear. So the processes that start off beyond this life, from the grave till you reach Jannah, are in place, but they only appear in time. Once your eyes close, then those processes commence, right? So, in kullu nafsin lamma aliha hafiz. Now, how do you get that right? You see, to restrain yourself, then how do you get that stamina, that appetite, the capacity to restrain? The whole trial is about restraining, right? You're in the midst of your work, and then it's azan time, and you do your namaz, right? You're in a deep sleep and it's azan time and you're leaving your work aside. So you have to have some level of restraint. In this life also, to be successful, you need to apply this restraint. There's a stop street, you restrain. Although now you are bubbling with energy, I must go. Nothing to stop me. But then the safety is that you restrain, you apply the brakes. So here also, the path to the hereafter is you apply the brakes and you restrain yourself to have a safe passage to the hereafter. So Allah Ta'ala says, now one of the ways how you understand that I need to apply the brakes. In kullu nafsin lamma aliha hafiz. Every person has an angel that is appointed over him. Every person, with angels that are recording, small or big, whatever you are doing, but they are recording angels. And this records will become visible to you at some point. It doesn't mean it's not visible to you now, that it doesn't exist. That's stupidity. You see, no, I can't see it, so I don't believe in it. Right? There's a lot of things that you didn't see, but you still believe. Don't we? There's a lot of things that you haven't seen with your eyes, but you believe in it. Right? Which person has saw his ears with his naked eyes? You saw the reflection on a mirror, but you didn't see the ears, but you still believe in it. There are some things that you don't see, but you believe. You didn't see your teeth with your eyes, but you see the reflection of the teeth in the mirror, right? So you believe in it, right? So similarly, there are some things that you don't see, but you believe that there is a thing like this, because the most honest and the truthful person that walked the surface of this world, he spoke about it. So understand that there is an angel that is appointed recording all your works. So this is why I say an easy way to start off is, before you going to sleep now, just take a small account of yourself and plead to Allah Ta'ala, you know, I know I'm wrong, I'm committing wrong, Allah, do forgive me, let me come out of this wrong that I am in. Rather than justifying and going on shaitanic path, go on the Rahmani path, admit you're wrong, and who knows, Allah Ta'ala may bless you. The second way to get this understanding, to get this ability and this type of stamina is, when you are at the Qabristan, you will read something and pass the credit, the sawab to the deceased, right? That must continue. But the thing that is equally important, or even more important than just passing sawab, is to think to yourself, this person is lying here. And he was such an influential person, such a rich person, he had the contacts, he had the wealth, he could do things, he could move, right? He had the vehicles, he had the investments, he had everything. But now I see him in a very helpless situation, absolutely useless and helpless. He can't move. You know, you talk of happiness and enjoyment. Enjoyment and happiness is expression. You can express yourself, you can access things. But I say you can't express and you can't access, is there any enjoyment, right? You got the feeling in your heart, right, that I need to eat chops, right? But you can't access it. You can't. So is there any enjoyment, right? There's no enjoyment. So enjoyment is the ability to be able to express your feelings and you have access to things and places. That's called enjoyment. Now, you're looking at that person thrown into the dip, into that pit, right? But no access and absolutely no ability to express himself. So what a miserable condition he's in. Once upon a time I knew that an influential person, great person, eloquent speaker, and he had the type of contacts he had, everything he had. He had the wealth and everything. Today I see him in an absolutely helpless condition. So now, after you've reasoned to yourself in this manner, think that, then I may be just minutes away from the same spot. There's no guarantee for life. I don't know, I'll come out of the masjid alive. Nobody knows about it. But now, what cover have I got? What security measures have I put in place for the time that I'm there in a very, very pitiable condition? Absolutely pitiable condition. I've got a cover for my business, for my wealth, for my home, for my motor car. For everything else, I've got a cover. But the cover for this life, this phase of the journey, right? So what cover, what security measure have I got for that cover of my, that phase of my journey? Have I got anything? Otherwise, just now, I'll be gone. I'll be just history. My life may be a mystery, right? But what cover and security have I got for that time when I'm totally in a state of, in a pitiable condition? I can't do anything for myself. So what will save me there is, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. The Quran Sharif says, the best provision for the hereafter is taqwa. This restraint we spoke about, things are going to tempt you, but you restrain yourself. Restrain yourself, having it in mind that there is an Allah Ta'ala that's watching what he's doing, and everything is being recorded. So you got that in mind, then it will help you, it will assist you, support you to restrain yourself. And once you've restrained yourself, then you've got the best provision for the hereafter. Allah Ta'ala is talking.
Inshallah, Mufti Sahib will perform the nikah quickly now, before the sunnahs are performed. The nikah parties are requested to come closer. Salim.
Rashid Idris. Rashid. Right. The girl, the bride, what she is to you. The sister. Yeah. She gave permission. All right. To make nikah. All right. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'ufiru. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم النكاح من سنتي وقال فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Brother Salim, I make over Sara Bibi in your nikah with a cash mehr of 400 rands. You accept Sara Bibi in your nikah? You accept it? Or I say I accept her in my nikah. I accept in my nikah. Barakallahu lakuma, baraka alaykuma, jama'a baynakuma fi khayr. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, salatu wassalamu ala rasulil kareem, wa alihi wa sahabi ajma'in. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim, tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqi Muhammad.